Shalom to all, and you are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha. And today we're going to be learning the fifth Aliyah in Parshas Chayesara. That's Perichov Dalin Pasuk Nun Gimel. And Eliezer just got the approval to take Rivka as a wife for Yitzchak. So the Pasuk tells us Vayoytze Eved Klechas Vilchezov Bugadim, and the servant referring to Eliezer took out silver and gold, kalim and clothing. Vayitan Rivka and gave him to Rivka Umigdanes Nasan Lachio Lima, and he gave Migdanes to her brother and mother. Let's see Rashi over here Pasuk Nun Gimel Umigdanes. What is that? Lashon Migadim. This is a lashon of tasty things. Shehevi Imay Mine Perishalosh Yisrael. He brought many fruits from Eretz Yisrael with him. Back to Chumash Pasuk Nudalad, Vayechlu Vayishtu, they ate and they drank, Hu Vanashim Asher Imai, him and the men that were with him, Vayalinu, and they slept, Vayekumu Vabaker, and they got up in the morning, Vayomer, and he said, Shalchuni Ladoini, send me to my master. Let's just see Rashi over here, Pasuk Nudalad, Vayalinu, Kol Lina Shev Mekra, anytime it says Lina in the Pasuk, Lina's Laila Echo, that means I slept for one night. So in the morning he says, let me go. Back to Chumash Pasuk Nud, hey, Vayomer Chia Vima, and her brother and mother said, Teshva Nari Tanu Yam my Asar, let the maiden stay with us for a year or 10 months, Achar Teilech, and afterwards she could go. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Nud, hey, Vayomer Chia Vima, where was Besuel? What happened to the father? Who he actually wanted to prevent her from going. And so Malch came and killed him. Yamim means Shana, it means a year. That a Besula, a maiden, is given 12 months in order to adorn herself and get herself ready for the wedding. So they said, give her a year, at least 10 months. And if you want to say Yam just means a few days, it doesn't make sense to ask for something small and say, you know what, if you don't want to give me something small, tan lanu merubim mizeg, give me something more than that. So yamim means a year, and asar means 10 months. So back to Chumash Pasuk Nun Vav, Vayomer Halem, he said to them, Al tachroisi, don't delay me. VaHashem itzlich darki, Hashem made my way successful. Shalchuni ve'elchal adoni, send me, I'm going to go to my master. Vayomer, when they said, in nikra lanara, let's call the maiden v'nishalah aspiel, let's go ask her. Vayikru l'Rivka Vayomer Ela, and they called Rivka and they asked her, Haselchi moish hazel, will you go with this man? VaTaymer, and she said, Eilech, I will go. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Nun Zayin v'nishalah aspiel. Mikan from here we learn she'ain masinus isha ela midaita, you're only allowed to marry a woman off if she agrees. Pasuk Nun Chesen Rashi Vatomer Eilich. She says, I'm going to go me'atzmi on my own. Va'afim enchem roitzim. Even if you don't want, I'm going to go anyway. Back to Chumash Pasuk Nun Tes Vayishalchos Rivka Chosim. They sent Rivka their sister Vesmeinikta and her nursemaid Ves'Eved Avram Ves'Anoshav and the servant of Avram and his men Vayivarchos Rivka Vayemrula, and they blessed Rivka and they told her Achosenu our sister At Hayila Alfir Vava. May you come to be to thousands and tens of thousands. V'Yir Zareich Es Shar Soinov, and your offspring should inherit the gate of its enemy. Let's see Rashi V'Yir Pasuk Samech At Ahila Alfei Ravava At Vizarich Tekablu Oisa Bracha Shenemer La Avram Bahar Meiria. You and all your offspring, they should receive the bracha that Avram was given at Har Meiria Harba Arba Zarecha, that you're going to have many offspring. Yehi Ratzin, it should be the will Shehi Oisa Azera Mimech V'Lo Mishacheres, that offspring should be from you and not from a different woman. Back to Chumash Pasuk Samachalav Vatokim Rivka V'Narsa, and Rivka and her maidservants got up Vater Kavna Al Gmalim, and they rode on the camels Vatelach Nachreo Ish, and went after the man Vayikach Oevedes Rivka Vayelach, and the servant took Rivka and he went. V'Yitzchak Bami Be'er L'chayri, and Yitzchak had come from having gone to Be'er L'chayri, but who Yeshe Be'eretz HaNegev, and he dwelled in the south. Let's see Rashi Pasuk Samach Beis Mibay Be'er L'chayri. Why was he coming from there? Shahalch Lahavi Hagar LaAvram Aviv Shisaeno. He went to go bring Hagar back to his father Avram so that he could marry her. Remember, this is after Sarah had already died. Back to Chumash Pasuk Samach Gimel VaYetzi Yitzchak L'suach Basad L'fnayis Erev, and Yitzchak went out to entreat, to supplicate, which means to daven in the field towards the evening. VaYisaeno Vayar, and he raised his eyes and he saw V'hineg Malim Bayim, and behold, there were camels coming. Vatiso Rivka Seina, and Rivka raised her eyes, Vateres Yitzchak, and she saw Yitzchak, Vatipo Me'al Gamal, and she fell from the camel. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Samach Gemol, Suach, Lashain Tfilo, it's an expression of Tfilo, Kamay Yishbach Sichai, Pasuk Samach Dad, and Rashi, Vateres Yitzchak, she saw Yitzchak, Rasa Isai Hadr, she saw that he was very beautiful, he was very handsome, Vataimi Panov, and she was astounded, she was taken aback from him. Vatipo, that doesn't mean she actually fell off the camel, Hashmita Atzmal Art, she slipped herself down to the ground. Back to Chumash Pasuk Samach He, Vataimer El Evid, and she asked the Evid, Mio Ish Halazah, Hailach Basad Likrasenu, who's this man that's coming in the field to greet us? And the Eved said, he's my master. And she took the veil and she covered herself. And the Eved related to Yitzchak everything that happened to him. Let's see Rashi here, Pasuk Samach Vav. What did he tell to Yitzchak? He told him all the miracles that happened to him. And he had davened this tefila, and then Rivka was given to him right away. Back to Chumash Pasuk Samach Zayin. Yitzchak brought her to the tent. Sarah, his mother. And he took Rivka, and she was for him as a wife, and he loved her. And Yitzchak was consoled after his mother. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Samach Zayin, Ha'oyala Sarah Imai. So it doesn't say he brought her to the tent of Sarah, his mother. It says he brought her to the tent, Sarah, his mother. He brought her to the tent, Varehi Sarah Imai. She was literally like Sarah, his mother. Kloimar, meaning to say, Vinasi's Dugma Sarah Imai, she became just like Sarah. She calls Masha Sarah Kayam as when Sarah was alive. There's a candle that was lit from Erev Shabbos all all the way till the next Erev Shabbos. Ubracha Matsuya Be'isan, there's a special bracha in the dough, and Va'anun Kasher Al Oil, and there was a cloud that was always over the tent. Misha Mesa, and once Sarah died, Pasku, so all that left. Uchshabas Rivka, once Rivka came, Chazru, so all that came back. Acharei, my, what does that mean after his mother? Derech Eretz, the normal way is, calls man Shima Sha'adam Kayemas, that if a person's mother is still alive, Karhu Etzel, he's very close and connected to her. Misha Mesa, once she dies, who misnachem Ishtai, so he's consoled with his wife. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with the sixth Aliyah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.